Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Fozzie Bear. Did you get an answer to that, by the way?
No, I don't even remember why it was on my mind, but that's how most of those things work. Joe grabs them, and they live forever, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Then, not right now, I got a grasp on what I'm saying moment. I mean, I think it makes sense. It's coherent. Fozzie Bear, no clue.
Nothing comes to mind.
No.
Joining us now on, sadly, joining us now on the Western Hotline, our friend Therese Paler of Yahoo. You can find Therese on Twitter at Therese Paler, TREEZPAYLOR. Therese, we heard you were around this week.
Excuse me, what did you say? I can barely hear you.
Sorry, we heard you were around this week. You were in the area.
Yeah, I was in there for a couple of days. Spent some time checking out the Bills, seeing what's going on out there, man. So I like the Bills. Got the Bills finishing second in the AFC East.
Second is the best we can ever hope for, it seems. It's kind of a tough life.
Right. Yeah, no kidding, right? The good news is that if, at some point, Brady and Belichick are going to have to go, and then the division will be open. So
that's what they keep telling us.
Got to hold on for a little bit longer.
Right. They keep telling us that.
It's been since 2001.
I mean, yeah, right?
I mean, my God, Therese, I don't know what you were doing in 2001. We were not doing this together yet.
You were in college.
College, right.
Actually, no, I wasn't even in college. I was in high school.
Right, yeah. Right.
Wow. Well, they were there together then.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good year. We'd all agree. That's a good year if that happens.
That is a good year. Yeah.
So how do they do it? I mean, do you see this team being – I think most people, if you told most people they finished second, how do they answer? Like, what happened? What happened was most people would say defense was dominant and the offense was okay. I mean, it doesn't have to go like that, but I feel like most people would tell you that would be the recipe. No. What do you think?
Well, the good news is that, like, it's not really far-fetched in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, Miami's going to be terrible. So, like, look, I know that, like, that's not, like, an easy place to win sometimes because it's so warm there, but whatever. Like, I think Miami's going to be bad. So, then you got the Jets, and they've got their share of controversy. Like, stuff always seems to pop up there. I just like the drama-free Bills. Like, sue me, man. Like, I'm in on Josh Allen. Like, I believe in him. I think he's going to be good. I had a chance to sit down with him for, like, 30 minutes when I was up at the facility earlier this week. And, like, you know, he's somebody that is just likable. And when you turn on the tape, if people actually bother to, like, watch him play, he can, like, do stuff. He can, like, make plays. And, look, the accuracy is not, like, you know, I got it. The accuracy is not great. But in today's NFL, it's just so important for your quarterback to be able to make a play when things break down. And, like, by any measure, Josh Allen has that. So I like that. And they've surrounded him with some talent. And Sean McDermott knows what he's doing on defense. The Bills are going to be salty on that side of the ball. I just think that this is a team that plays hard is going to finish second.
Well, sounds good to me. Because that, of course, again, would definitely be a good year. You know, like, there's this balance, I think, Therese, with quarterbacks. I just was watching you in this clip on Twitter talking about quarterbacks who talk a good game, by the way. But like the balance, you take what Allen is capable of, and that includes running, which we saw. I mean, he ran for 8 touchdowns last year. That's rare for a quarterback to be able to do. But there's also like a discipline that they want to instill. So, you know, Mahomes comes to mind. When we first started talking to you, it was about him. And like he's just sort of incredible at that kind of feel. Doesn't a coach kind of have to let the quarterback go to explore and create and be his best player?
Yeah, you don't want to sit up here and like nitpick and make the guy second guess himself. Now all of a sudden you've taken the creativity out of him. He can't do anything. That's the worst thing you can do. And I don't think the Bills are going to do that. Like, they understand, like, Josh Allen's greatest ability right now is his ability to create with his feet. So let him do it. And he's got an absolute hose. So let him do it. Like, let him do what he's good at. And remember, he's just a kid. So with time, this structure, playing within the structure, it'll come to him. But if the Bills just kind of let him be and let him create and slowly develop, this guy's going to be a good – he has Pro Bowl talent, you know? And I just think people were in such a rush to kind of kill the guy that it was easy to just kind of miss. Like, last year when he played, he was doing stuff.
You know, I think with him, I think the how they handle him and just how much they let him go, I think is a very important part of this to watch. Because I'm not expecting, Mahomes was off the charts, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. So, like, I'm not, like, unbridled creativity, like, just, you know, the world is your canvas. I'm not quite there on Josh Allen. But I do think that you'd be making a mistake trying too hard to rein him in, because otherwise why draft him? Like, if you just want someone to manage the game for you, then you don't draft him 7th overall. You don't draft this guy 7th overall. Maybe you draft somebody else 7th overall, but not that skill set.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, you guys know, like, hey, Mahomes is a completely different deal. Okay, like I told you guys, I told your station within 6 months of that draft that the Bills had made a big mistake. Okay, so I'm also here to tell you that Josh Allen's not Mahomes. He's not going to be Mahomes. Just don't even that's not reasonable. Mahomes is generational. But I'm telling you, is that same guy who's been pretty consistent on that the whole time, he has Pro Bowl talent. He does. He could absolutely, if he continues developing, gets good coaching, he can lead you on a deep playoff run. I believe in that. And I think a big part of that is managing his confidence, letting him do things that help him be confident, and letting his talent show. Let him be who he is as a player. And a big part of that is that creativity. The Bills would be doing him a massive disservice by trying to take that part of the game away from him. I don't think they are.
Well, one thing, Mahomes has obviously the talent and the skill. He also, an ace in the hole there is Andy Reid. And even though Sean McDermott came up under Andy Reid, I do not have Andy Reid here. I mean, I've got Brian Daboll, and it's year two, and we'll see. But, like, the creativity that the offensive coordinator provides, or the head coach who's the coordinator, like McVay and Reid and Nagy and these guys, man, I feel like if anything in the last 5 years has really hit me over the head, it's the value of those guys to scheme it up for these quarterbacks and make it make sense.
See, this is why I like talking to Buffalo Radio. You guys know football. You guys care about football. That's correct. Like, 100%, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, if a quarterback's going to make it, he'll make it not just on his talent, but on the organization he's been drafted to and the coaches that he's being coached by. And, yeah, like, it's up to Brian Daboll to help get the best out of this guy, 100%. But this is a career-making opportunity for him. That's something you should remember. If you can, like, develop Josh Allen, he could be a head coach somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity with a guy this talented. Because in today's NFL, all you got to do is be around a young quarterback that develops to get a head coaching job. So, you know, that's one thing to keep an eye on, man. Like, this is a huge opportunity for Brian Daboll. I'm sure, you know, that's not lost on him. And, you know, we're going to see how it goes. But you're right. The coaching aspect of it is important. It's important for Daboll to rise to the occasion there, too.
Yeah. Young quarterback or not, Adam Gase made his bones helping Peyton Manning, who was hardly young by the time he got hooked up with him, and he's ridden that into two head coaching gigs, even though he flamed out in one with a young quarterback, no less.
That's a good question, how he got a second one.
Right.
That is a good question.
Yeah, and he got a second one, exactly, just like you said.
Yeah. With Therese Paylor. Hey, by the way, you mentioned remembering coming on with us to talk about Mahomes. We were talking about that last hour, that conversation. And what I was wondering is, because you were with Kansas City Star then, I think. And what was plan B for the Chiefs? So they make the trade with the Bills. And also Deshaun Watson goes two picks later. Like, do you know if Kansas City had designs on him, if they didn't get Mahomes, or just what their plan was?
I'd have to speculate, because I know they were as an organization 100% in to like getting as high as they needed to go to get Mahomes.
Okay.
So there's not a whole lot of talk about the second choice because everyone wanted it.
Okay.
But I think they did like Deshaun Watson a lot, and I'm pretty confident like they liked him enough where he like would have been the guy if they got scooped by by like another team from Mahomes. I think they would have done something similar to get Watson. I think, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay, yeah, they moved from 27 to 10, if I remember right, in that trade, and that's a big jump. They might have been talking above 10, and they might have thought too they could just keep going down for a while. I don't know. Like Patrick Mahomes didn't have to be a first round pick that night the way it was sounding.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think somebody told me that I trust that they wouldn't have gone up quite as high for Watson. But they would have traded up to get him. They wouldn't have gone to 10 to get Watson, but they would have tried to get him.
See,
I think that's
what a move that is. Like I love that trade for the Bills, and Tre'Davious White is excellent.
Yeah,
like,
he's a good player.
They got White, and they got a first round pick the next year, and so I love that for them. But for Kansas City to have had Alex Smith, who had taken them to the playoffs. And, you know, you're trying to get that one more thing to be able to go farther. And instead, they draft a quarterback for the future. I mean, I don't mean it's crazy. It was just like, whoa. I mean, where's that stud pass rusher or somebody you were going to use that pick for to help me beat Pittsburgh? And instead, they do this. And look how good they look now. I mean, they traded way up, traded a first-round pick. Look how good they look.
Well, that's interesting. If you still like to trade for Buffalo, you must really believe in Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, I look at the draft as if nobody knows what's going to happen because I think that that's right. That's what history shows us. So if I can get an extra first-round pick, that team was just okay. If I can do – I was all for it. You know, I was all for it other years too when they did the opposite. But, like, I liked Lamar Jackson for the draft where they got Allen because he was way less expensive. So – you know, that's kind of how I look at the draft. I'd rather just not have to spend like crazy to get guys that, you know, you have to hope that they hit. And so that's what happened, though. That's the point. With the Chiefs, obviously, they hit a home run.
Yeah, they hit a home run, but Josh Allen's a good player, too.
So let's talk around the league a little bit, Therese. How about what's going on with the running backs and Elliott and Gordon holding out? You know, the way people talk about running backs now makes you wonder if teams just, it's not quite like this, but just don't care if their good running back stays away. Like, so where do you see it going?
I don't like it. Like, smart teams use running backs very effectively, right? So I do think this is a thing, though. Like, teams are, like, kind of de-emphasizing the position. Just because, like, you know, those guys age quicker than the other ones because of the physical toll. Like, I think this is just going to continue. Like, guys might continue to get taken early if they're a running back, but teams would be reluctant to pay them unless you're just Barry Sanders or Adrian Peterson or something. As somebody who's pretty old school who enjoys watching the game with running backs involved, it's not great. You know, think about the ways the Bills used, like, Thurman Thomas. Like, that was fun to watch. You know, Thurman could run, Thurman could catch. You know, he can run different types of run concepts. Like, that's great football. Like, the run game's a part of football. A run game's a part of the beauty of football. So I actually kind of hope that they tweak the rules and give defenses more of a fighting chance against the pass because I think that'll lead to the run again. And the run is a beautiful part of football.
Yeah, I find myself more and more, Therese, when this comes up with a guest like yourself wanting to mention that everybody in the sport, like Ezekiel Elliott is probably not going to want for anything by the time his career is over. I mean, his health might be who knows what, but like he's going to be handsomely paid one way or another. But there is with what's happening with quarterback salaries and what's happened with receivers and cornerbacks and all these other positions that just keep going up and up and up to be in a position that from the time if you're really good. As a high school player playing running back, like you are getting smashed up 10 games a year, 15 games a year for 8 years before you start getting paid. And then as soon as you start getting paid, they're ready to replace you. Like it sucks, I think, for those guys.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Because, look, if you're really big time, you'll start as a freshman. That's 3 years in college. You come out immediately. You got the five-year rookie deal plus two franchise tags. I mean, theoretically, you could be taking punishment for 10 years before you see, you know, the massive, massive payday, which is patently unfair.
Right on. All right, so what else do you have? Like, are you just going to new cities all the time in your job at Yahoo?
Yeah, so I just finished up my camp tour. Buffalo was top 12 of 12. I haven't written my story yet. I encourage you guys to follow me on Twitter at Terez Paylor, Derez Paylor. You can follow more of my camp stories. And my Bill story, I think, will come out early next week. It'll be on Josh Allen. And I've also got a Kirk Cousins story coming, too. So, yeah, I travel a decent amount, looking for interesting, dorky football stories, that type of deal.
Love it. What did you think of Cousins?
I think that they're doing a lot to, like, prop him up. So, like, they're definitely going to, like, they're going to use the play action to his benefit. He's comfortable with it. They brought in Gary Kubiak to really hammer it at home. You know, like, they're going to lean on the running game and lean on play action to make and the defense to try to make a Super Bowl run. I mean, it can work. About once every, 8 years, 9 years that works, right? once every 9 years, like an above average quarterback gets hot in the playoffs and rides like a super good defense to like a Super Bowl. Like that happens.
Yeah.
That is an unfrequent occurrence, but it does happen. So that's what they're banking on, I think.
Yeah. Right. It would be more likely in the NFC all these years because you don't have New England, right? So But Flacco might be who you're thinking about. Like that holds up, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right,
and then
right.
Before that, remember it was Trent Dilfer
right.
And Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Like guys, like even a couple of the Eli Manning, even one of the Eli Manning ones was a little, you know. So
right, their team was about getting pressure on Brady. That's what he made some throws, of course, but it was more like that they were able to handle the Patriot offense than it was what they did offensively.
All right, Therese, any questions for us?
No, I'm good, guys.
All right, thanks for your time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.